Welcome to Embrace Your Brain's exciting new series called Embracing the Mature Mind. Join Dr. Dee Coulter as she explores the natural brilliance awaiting us all in the upper decades.
Welcome to the podcast. Today's topic, COVID Kids, What Did They Miss? Part 2. In the first part of the series, the most dramatic brain change involved linking up the two language areas of the brain. There was Broca's area, that's the one that involves speech production, and it's above your left ear. And then there's Wernicke's area, which is back and below that on the left side, and that's the one that handles comprehension. Well, there's a band of fibers between the two, and they get insulated sometime between 2 and 3 years of age, typically. Until they're insulated, kids could care less about learning a bunch of language. But once the wiring clicks in so that they can understand the words and say the words, it brings on a language spurt that's so strong between 3 and 4 years of age that we can't beat it with all the Berlitz classes in the world. Adults just cannot learn a second language anywhere near as fast and thoroughly as kids do their first language. So speaking is a natural part of the brain's development. But the next two major cognitive shifts aren't guaranteed at all. They're not going to happen unless we teach them. One of them is called learning to read, which involves reversible codes. We'll talk about that. And the second one we call reading to learn, and it's actually a silent process. So when do they lay these steps down? Well, typically, from ages 6 to 8, kids are all set to learn about codes. You're going to know they're ready if they run around explaining their universe to you. You know, if you don't touch toads, you won't get warts. Or if this happens, then that's going to happen. And they start making little bargains with you to negotiate. When that kicks in, it means they're ready to learn about codes. If they're not really ready yet, they have to use their memory to do what you're asking, and it's a whole lot more tedious. But it's almost like getting a new operating system installed in your brain once the code-cracking device kicks in. But what if these are the COVID years, between 6 and 8? Well, when they get back to school, they're going to have to learn code-cracking all over because they never really got a handle on it unless their parents were able to assist them. Or they might have had access, but again, not all of them are. They might have had access to computer programs that are really good at helping kids do that. So we're going to see kids, by and large, and especially the ones that are less advantaged, whose parents are working harder, who are not in the home, they're out in the jobs that are service industry, those kids are not going to be cracking codes. So when they get to school, they're going to look behind. You just have to start doing the codes, even though, yes, they're at the age when they should begin to learn how to get meaning off of the printed page. Start over, do the codes. But what if they got the codes and then COVID hit? So now they're spending 9 and 10 at home. Well, that's when the second shift should be occurring, the reading to learn. That's a time when the wiring in the brain is now allowing what we call private speech to go silent. Before that, it was out loud like all the other speech. Kids talk to themselves out loud and they talk to people socially. But now, they're hearing themselves think without saying anything out loud. If they can have that skill and begin to work with reading, practicing and practicing, there's going to be a point where all of a sudden a new operating system is going to kick in, and we could say they now can read to learn because as they look at the paper, it's actually beginning to talk. But once again, we have a skill that isn't going to develop all by itself. It has to be taught. If we imagine what those 2 years are going to be like at home, what are the chances that a family is going to work with reading consistently enough and deeply enough and understand what they're going for well enough to make that shift from learning to read, which is decoding and out loud, to that magic of when paper starts to talk? And when we look back in history, this was not a skill that was ever recorded way back when. The first record ever was in 384 AD, and that was in a journal by St. Augustine. He was looking at his mentor, who was St. Ambrose, the Bishop of Milan, and he walked in on him and saw him looking at things. Here's what he said in his journal. When he read, his eyes scanned the page, and his heart sought out the meaning. But his voice was silent, and his tongue was still. Now that was absolutely miraculous to St. Augustine. After that, more and more people began to figure out how to do this silent reading, how to actually make the paper start talking instead of the person. So what happens if 10 to 11 or 11 to 12 were the missing years? Well, it could be great if they already had the ability to have paper talk and they had access to good online learning. I had a friend who had two children, a fifth grade boy, who absolutely loved learning online. He'd been pretty distractible in school and he was only getting C's and kind of getting criticized a lot for not sitting still. But now he could focus because there was just the screen and he started getting A's. He was a formal thinker now. He could begin to use that new brain installation and he was having a great time. He was thinking maybe he wouldn't go back to school when it did open. He'd rather stay online. He had a big sister though, and she was 13 and she was miserable. Why? Well, she was in adolescence. You can't learn how to be a teenager all by yourself. There's nothing on the computer that is going to give you healthy information about that. So she missed her peers a lot. And we're going to take one more look, and that's the notion of puberty. Because this wonderful brain spurt her younger brother was going through at 11 and 12, it can get co-opted if puberty happens early. This is not a good thing because the brain is supposed to have a turn, and then the onset of puberty says, okay, it's the body and the social skills that are going to get a turn now. There's no way that you're going to have that brain growth spurt if puberty happens early, and it's starting to happen early more and more often. So we have to take a look at that too. I really hope you'll join me in this important conversation. Please send your comments for sharing to d@embraceyourbrain.com. I look forward to hearing from you.